heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a snowy morning in New England. Hopefully where you are, the snow has stopped, where it has stopped here. But we did get another, 7 or 8 inches last night. So for the week, 12 to 13 inches in coastal Maine came down on Thursday. And another 6, 7, 8 inches, depending on where you live, less inland. Seems that the coast is getting the jackpot this week. So we've had about 20 inches of snow, making everything look beautiful. But we need it. It will protect all of your plant life, your broadleaf evergreens, your newly planted ground covers, and everything else. But it's also time to take care of the birds, and if you are feeding the birds, we should be after breakfast, get up, get outside, clean a path to the bird feeders, shake all the snow off of them, get them filled, just sew it, and if you want to see a lot of fun, just get your bird bath filled with some warm water and the birds will go crazy. And to help motivate you this morning, we have CN, our bird lady from Wild Delight, to join us. And she will give you some ideas of what should be done when you have a lot of snow cover on the ground, because a lot of the natural food is now covered with the snow. CN, good morning.
Well, good snowy morning to you.
Well, we've really had a 1-2 punch in the last week here in southern Maine and along the coast. It looks beautiful, though, I will say. The trees are all covered with cotton, and but the birds are looking for food. So what do we do? How do we start, Ian?
Oh, my goodness. Well, make sure your feeders are full, for God's sake. That's what I did first thing yesterday morning before the snow started. I went outside and made sure all my feeders were full, and then I checked my bird baths. Now, I have heated bird baths, and so I made sure that they were full of water. And I became very dismayed when I found out that my bird bath in the back is not working anymore, so I'm going to have to replace that one. Because I like to have one bird bath in the front yard, one bird bath in the backyard. Because water, I mean, everything's frozen now. They need water. So yeah. I got to replace that one.
You know, the one thing that I've had in the last week seeing, and I haven't seen in a long, long time, is a great amount of blue jays. And we do have a little, goldfish pond. And before the snow and everything froze, every morning I would see 20, 30 or more blue jays all over the backyard picking at the suet and at the bird feeders. And they're still around. But I've never seen the amount of blue jays in the backyard as I have this year. Is there any particular reason?
I find that interesting because I still have all my blue jays. Now, blue jays, you know, they like peanuts. They like the striped sunflower. Do you have a hopper feeder out there for them? Because they really could use a bigger landing platform, like even an open platform or fly-through or a hopper. And I would put, you know, some striped sunflower out there and some peanuts, even the whole ones, the ones that are still in the shell. They love
that's a
them.
Great idea. They do like that.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've never seen so many blue jays. My kids have been over for the holidays and looked out the window and said, Dad, look at the backyard. It's loaded with blue jays. So it's nice to see that beautiful blue color with the snow.
Oh, absolutely. And don't forget your cardinals, too. They against the snowy background, that nice bright red popping out at you. And, again, you know, they go on the hopper feeders and the platforms because they are traditionally ground feeders. Now, what I like to do for, you know, some of my ground feeders, especially your juncos, you know, they're not real feeder feeders. So I'd like to go out and I basically shovel an area, shovel the snow away, and I will put some seed down on the ground for them just to make it easier because everything's covered. There's nothing for them to forage. So I'd like to help them out as much as I can.
Now, what would be the best seed if you wanted to attract cardinals into your yard? Is there a seed that they'd like better than anything else?
Well, you can't go wrong with black oil. That is the number one seed preferred by the widest variety of birds. But they also like safflower because their beaks are designed and strong enough to break that hard shell that the safflower has. So put safflower out for them as well. And, you know, if you can, maybe some dried fruit, you know, raisins and stuff like that. That would be good as well.
Now, can you buy safflower in like a solid mix? Or does
it come? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
There is we call it a straight commodity mix, and it's just the one ingredient. And, yeah, we have it in an 8-pound bag and a 20-pound bag.
And they would prefer either a platform or right on the ground itself.
Platform, a hopper, or right on the ground, correct. And
okay.
The bonus is squirrels aren't too crazy about the safflower. I mean, they will begrudgingly eat it if there's nothing else around, but it's their least favorite. So it is a little bit of a squirrel deterrent.
So if you can deter the squirrels, then that's gonna make your bird food go a lot longer and feed a lot more birds. If the squirrels don't like it,
we all know how much a squirrel eats.
Yeah. I mean, I fill the feeders, come in the house, and within 10 minutes the squirrels seem to know that you just filled it. They're there and they're eating like crazy.
Oh yeah, they watch you. They, you know, what I noticed is my birds tend to recognize me, you know, because I'm always out there, always filling, and they, when they see me come out, they know that that feeder is getting filled. And the squirrels, they're smart, so they're watching too. But I'd like to use, I have some squirrel-resistant feeders, and I also use squirrel baffles. So the main goal is to try and keep them off the feeders themselves. And, you know, what a lot of people do is they set up a separate squirrel feeding station away from their main feeders. And they put out, you know, the inexpensive stuff, you know, like corn, maybe some peanuts, you know. So the squirrels are smart, but they're kind of lazy. So if they have the choice of trying to fight around a baffle or hop over there for a nice easy meal, they're going for the easy meal.
Now, CN, the one thing that everybody has, or a lot of people have at this point, is their old Christmas tree. And I dragged my tree out of the house the other day, put it about 6 to 8 foot away from my bird feeders and my suet cages, tied it to a tree close by, and noticed this morning that the birds had hid inside that Christmas tree overnight for shelter. Is that a good thing to do?
You know, it's one of my childhood memories of my mother enlisting my help, going up and down the street, taking the old Christmas trees that our neighbors have discarded, dragging them home, and putting them up in the backyard and creating a tree line there because there's no leaves, there's very little shelter, So it does provide them with some shelter. So it is a very good idea, it, you know, not only from the weather, but, you know, from predators. You know, it gives them that nice green, you know, covering. And my mother also used to decorate the trees with, you know, strings of popcorn, little suet balls and stuff. Oh, yes. Yes, it is a good idea.
So if you do have your Christmas tree still up, don't throw it in the trash on the side of the road. Bring it near where you have a bird feeder set up. It will provide them with some additional shelter. It will protect them during the stormy weather.
Absolutely.
And then, as you said, Sian, if you have predators, a neighbor's cat, or maybe even your own cat, it will give them a place to hide. And that way they'll feel more comfortable going to the feeders near you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now,
a great idea.
If people want to start to feed the birds, Christmas came, maybe they got a new bird feeder. When we come back from this break, CN, tell us what seed blends that Wild Delight makes that you would begin with.
I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months. I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We are talking with C. Ann from the Wild Delight Bird Food Company, and C. Ann is the expert on getting the birds to come into your backyard so that you can enjoy the winter months with all of the movement, the color and everything else. And I know a lot of you receive maybe a bird feeder, some seed. C. Ann, for the person that's just starting and they want to attract a good variety of birds, what type of seed or seed blend would you recommend that they use?
Well, my favorite mix that we make is our nut and berry mix. It's got a combination of in-shell, out-of-the-shell sunflower. And like I said, you can't go wrong with sunflower, but it also has peanuts in there, pistachios, raisins, cranberries. So it's a good overall blend, and it's clean. You know, you don't want a mix that's all dirty and dusty, because when you fill your feeder, that dust and dirt goes on your feeder. It stays there, and it can actually clog your feeders. So you want a nice, clean blend. So nut and berry is one of my number one favorite blends. My next one, we make a blend called fruit and berry, and that, of course, starts off with sunflower, but it has apples, raisins, cranberries, juniper berries, and cherries in it. So it's got a lot of fruit in it. Now, if you want, if you have a nice hopper feeder and you want to attract cardinals, we have a cardinal mix. And that's going to be your sunflower, safflower, but we also throw in raisins, peanuts, and cherries. Everything we do is just a little bit extra. So those
exactly
are my three top favorite mixes.
Now, if you prefer the little birds, finches and chickadees and all of your smaller birds, what type of a seed would you use? Is thistle seed a good seed to attract these smaller birds to your backyard feeding area?
Well, any of your finch-type birds, whether they're goldfinches, house finches, purple finches, pine siskins, Niger seed or thistle seed is going to be wonderful for them. Now, we make a mix called special finch, which is not only the Niger seed, but we put in finely ground up sunflower chips as well. So, I mean, those are the two top preferred seeds by those birds. And I have several different stocks out there right now and a 3-foot thistle tube. And I get plenty of them.
And I'm hoping to get the red poles back because they really like that mix. And they usually show up sometime in January. And I'm really looking forward to that. But any of your sunflower mixes would be great for the chickadees. I mean, the chickadees love the nut and berry because it's got a lot of deshelled sunflower in there as well. So it's nice, easy feeding for them.
Wonderful. Now, we've got the bird feeders all set up. We filled them with seed. Suet. How important is it to have suet out, especially now that we've had snow and the weather is going to get colder in the days to come?
We're looking at some single digits coming our way really fast. So we need the fat out there. So suet is really important for that high fat content. And the woodpeckers love it. I've got the downies, the hairy, the red belly. They're regular visitors to my feeders. And once in a blue moon, I've seen the pileated woodpecker come into my yard. Very exciting. I love it when I see him. But yeah,
I would love to get into your backyard and see all of the birds flying around. It must be just like going to a zoo and having all these animals all living in the same area. Now, if people want to get more information about birding, could you tell us about your website, CN?
You go to www.wildalight.com, and you can get not only bird information, you can get information on our product, and you can also find out where to find our product. We have a store locator on there as well.
The one thing that you as a person who is feeding the birds should realize is comparing the cost of bird food. And I'll tell you, you can buy bird food for $5 a bag. You can buy quality bird food for a couple dollars more, and there's no waste. And that's the big difference.
Right.
When you're talking Wild Delight, there's no junk, there's no fillers, it's quality. So check out the website, try it, and compare, and you'll see the difference from one feeder to the other. Wild Delight is quality. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So if you have any question that you'd like me to help you to solve or some ideas in this time of the year for your indoor plants, or maybe you're trying to plan out a new landscaping for your home and your property, then give us a call. It's toll free. Talk with Tom, and then we will get you set up and help you to prepare for the new year or to solve some of the problems that you're currently having with some of your indoor plants. That number again is 855-660-4261. One of the things that you can do right now, and I planted it yesterday with the snow on my windowsill, a south-facing window, I found a windowsill tray, like a long rectangular saucer that held four-inch plastic pots with this saucer so that the water wouldn't go all over the place. Filled it with potting soil, and our local garden center had their new seeds available for the year, and I bought some leaf lettuce, and you can buy a blend or a solid type, but the leaf lettuce at this time of the year, even spinach, and planted these containers with this leaf lettuce And it'll take about 10 to 14 days for it to germinate. And then it will start to grow. And the taste and the flavor of fresh lettuce growing on the windowsill is incredible. So just because it's the middle of winter, there's snow on the ground, it's cold, it doesn't mean that you have to stop gardening. So if you have containers, they will get plenty of sunlight in like a south-facing window. The more sun, the better, because your days are a lot shorter right now than they are during the rest of the year. We are getting gaining a little bit of time for the length of the day, but you can start to grow certain things on your windowsill. Lettuce, spinach will do very, very well. And within the month, you're going to be harvesting, because your home is going to be 65 to 70 degrees during the day. When the sun comes through the glass on that windowsill, could be even warmer. So if you want something tasty and you want to work on your gardening skills, 4-inch pots or maybe like a small window box, you could plant lettuce, spinach. These will also take the cold from the window also. So that will give you a little head start on the season. But nothing better than fresh picked lettuce that you can add to the to your home salad. The flavors are incredible. But get down to your local garden center and take a look at the seed that they have. And, you know, bring a sketch and begin to draw and plan out your vegetable garden. You don't want to plant the same thing every year. I always try a new vegetable every single season and eliminate one so that you have different flavors and different tastes. And that way gardening will stay exciting because you're trying something new. And there's something new every single year. All the seed catalogs are now coming out. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, click on seed catalogs. And a lot of these catalogs are now available online. You can order them. Most of them are free. And that way you can sit at the kitchen table after a storm like this, spread the seed catalogs out, look at the new varieties of tomatoes and peppers, squash. And some of the heirloom catalogs have a lot of very interesting looking and tasting vegetables. And we'll be talking about those in the days to come. But look for heirlooms. These are the older varieties, the ones that your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents grew. They're not as popular as like butternut squash or, you know, summer squash, zucchini. But there are some wonderful tasting winter squashes that you can grow in your garden and be eating during the winter months. They keep well in your basement, and the flavors are very, very different than what we are accustomed to. Right now, you have butternut, buttercup, you have spaghetti squash, which is a very interesting squash. Especially the texture. If you've never had spaghetti squash, it's a neat looking vegetable. I love it. I'll take it, put it in the microwave, skin and all, cook it, and then once it's soft, I'll split it, and the inside looks like spaghetti. Hence the name spaghetti squash. Take out the seeds, scoop it out, I'll put it in the bowl and stick it back in the microwave till it's fully cooked and soft. And then just add a little bit of butter, salt and pepper, some cheese is good, You can even put spaghetti sauce on it to give it a different flavor. But there are some wonderful winter squashes, but you need the heirloom seed catalog, and that's where you'll find some of the more interesting and some of the different flavors in winter squash. Summer squash is great. It comes during the summer when you're eating out of the garden, but it's always good to have a section of vegetables that you can save for the winter months. Growing up, my father always grew the tomatoes, the winter keeper tomatoes. And in the late fall, he would pick all of the winter keepers. They'd still be green, wrap them in newspaper, and he would put them in the basement, and he would be able to have tomatoes right through the month of February. Once a week, he'd go down, open up the tomatoes that were covered with newspaper, and once they had a little bit of pink or some yellow changing over the pink, and he would bring them up, put them on the windowsill in a south-facing window, they would ripen, and the flavor was good. It really was good. The texture, but it was nice to have tomatoes that came from the garden. And these winter keepers are very easy to take care of, again, in a basement where it's cool, and they'll slowly ripen, and you'll be eating tomatoes November, December, January, and won't have to be buying them from the supermarket at $3 or $4 a pound. So, you know, maybe something that you want to add. I know a lot of you will plant a dozen tomatoes and you put one or two cherry tomatoes. Try planting one of these winter keepers, and that will give you some tomatoes that you can store, and they'll slowly ripen with time in your basement. But this time of the year, start thinking about planning the garden. And in the weeks to come, we'll be talking about some of the newer vegetables that are out, some of the newer hybrids that are out, and how the flavor will be a little bit different. We'll also spend some time this winter. My son Patrick sent me some information. I know a lot of you had a serious problem this year with impatience. Planted them like you've always done. They started off really well. They grew larger and larger. They began to flower. And everything looked to be fine, but then all of a sudden in July your impatience began to fall apart. The stems got a little soft, water soaked, turned a little mushy, and slowly the clump began to fall apart. And this is a serious problem. It's not just where you live. It started in Florida 2 years ago. It is a worldwide problem with impatience. And your big seed companies like Ball Seed, who does a lot of hybridizing of impatience, has been working a lot of overtime since the summer on finding out what the problem is, how to avoid it. And right now, things are looking a little bit brighter than they did earlier in the fall. They are finding out some of the problems, but right now there is still a problem with the impatience. It is the number one selling flower in the world. Not just the United States, in the world. All over Europe, it's the number one selling. And it is being attacked by a fungus. And the problem is, once it gets in the soil, it will survive And if you plant your impatience in the same area as you did last year, there's a very good chance that that fungus would be still alive even after a cold, snowy winter, and could reinfect your new seedlings that you're putting in the garden. So if you had a problem with impatience this past year, you may want to think about planting other types of flowers. Your wax leaf begonias. And begonias are beautiful. You're gonna pay the same amount of money for a box of wax begonias as you would in patience. You have white, pink, red. You have green foliage, bronze foliage. You have plants like coleus. And coleus is an old-fashioned flower, has been around for a long time. And in the last 5 years or so, they've been doing a lot of hybridizing of impatience. And the coleus family. And the coleus family now comes with shades of red, of yellow, pink, purple. So no matter what color you like, you can find a coleus plant that will do very, very well in your garden, planters, window boxes, where you have had problems with impatience in the past year. So be aware of it. We'll be giving you more information in the weeks to come.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FAKETV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
And I hope that you are enjoying the snow. Hopefully you are getting got some snow last night, and it's going to help you to have a much easier winter on your newly planted broadleaf evergreens and needle evergreens. Snow is a way that Mother Nature protects herself from the cold, the sun, and the wind. That way, when the wind begins to blow and the air is really dry, then the moisture is pulled from the snow. If there's no snow on the ground, the moisture is pulled from the broadleaf evergreen, and that's why some springs you have these beautiful azaleas planted at your house, and you only have half a plant that actually blooms, and that's because the buds have dried out. Plants like forsythia, you have a gorgeous plant, spring comes, and the flowers are spotty. You look at the buds have all turned black. It's due to the lack of snow cover and having a winter which was cold, sunny, and windy. And speaking of forsythia, if you have the time, I would suggest you grab your pruners today, go outside, prune your forsythia, put them in a tall vase with some nice warm water, and in 2 weeks, your forsythia will be in bloom on your kitchen table, on your dining room table. And now is the time to start to do that. So anything that blossoms early. So, for example, if you have flowering crab, beautiful pink, white, red, and the plants are becoming large and they need to be pruned, if you wait until the spring, you enjoy the color, you cut them, and then your plant will fill in and it will look real nice. But right now, you could use some color. So any plant that blossoms in the early spring can be pruned right now, brought inside the house, put in a tall vase of warm water, and within a two-week period, they will be in bloom. So flowering pear, flowering cherry, flowering crabs, fruit trees that need to be cut back and opened up. You can bring in those branches, and they will flower for you very, very easy. Flowering almond, quince, forsythia, and any, again, of your early flowering shrubbery or trees can be brought into the home at this time of the year, and in 2 weeks, they'll be in bloom. So what I do is, normally right after New Year's, I'll cut maybe a dozen branches, 2 to 3 feet long, put them in a vase of water, wait 2 weeks, do a second vase, and that way I have a continuous vase of beautiful blooming plants to enjoy the winter. That way you can look outside and yell at the weather, but inside you have beautiful forsythia. Again, dogwoods can also be forced to bloom inside the house. But any plant that blossoms early in your deciduous plants, plants that lose the foliage during the winter months, seem to be able to come into bloom a lot easier than an evergreen plant. Magnolia. You could cut some magnolia right now. Look for the big fat buds on the ends of the branches. Cut your branches so they're between 2 and 3 feet long. And then take a sharp knife, set your magnolia on your kitchen counter, and either with a sharp knife or with a pair of hand pruners, split the stem in the middle. And by splitting the stem, probably about 3 to 4 inches, it will help the moisture to get up that stem and start to wake up the plant, and your magnolia will give you beautiful blossoms and foliage that will last several weeks. So don't just say, oh, it's winter, the flower season is over. Go outside, prune some of your early blooming plants, and force them into color. Even pussy willows, if you can find them, they'll force right now for you.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.